When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Following very, very special program is brought to you in lively black and white on NBC.
B. Arthur can only afford one day of color this week.
Oh, man.
Good morning.
Was
everyone.
That yesterday?
Yeah, yesterday. That's oh, it. We're back to black and white. God giveth and B. Arthur taketh away. Good morning and welcome to the second hour of Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Right here on My Talk Everything Entertainment, Everything Turntables. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly. Coming up in a little bit, super fun birthday with Alexis. Plus, we'll talk a little TV. Holly has a prize for you. We're going to play Name That TV Tune. And Snake in Your Bed.
Uh-oh. What?
Yeah, there's a full hour right there. Yeah, we'll see. But before we get to this birthday,
yeah,
I got to tell you what just happened in the commercial break. So, pulling back the curtain slightly, the reason, if you've ever noticed, my talkers, that I do not participate in the Dirt Alert that just concluded, it is because in this commercial break that just concluded, that just ended, I have a meeting with the boys over at the TV show, and we go over today's Jason show. So I'm in this meeting, and Jeff, executive producer Jeff, offers me a fruit roll-up.
Oh.
And he's like, Have you, it's been a while since I've had one. And I go, God, I've been a kid. I was a kid when I had a fruit roll up. I'm like, why do you have a box of fruit roll ups? And he said, well, and Jeff is also the executive producer of the show on before mine called Good Day, which is very lifestyle focused. He goes, well, there's a trend going on the socials, probably TikTok, where people are wrapping ice cream. They're wrapping fruit roll-ups around ice cream and it instantly freezes. But the story isn't that. The story is that people are choking because we're too dumb. I hate this word, but it's just the truth. People aren't taking the plastic off the fruit roll-up. They're choking on the plastic.
They just don't know.
Oof. Where's the asteroid?
Well, that might be, survival of the fittest. Winning case in point right there.
Winning some Darwin Awards.
Thank you.
No. Oh, man.
They're eating the plastic off of fruit roll-up. So now, yeah. So the people that produce, they have to put a damn warning on the box.
Kids aren't growing up with this?
Oh, man. We have to be warned about everything.
Yeah.
Please take the very visible plastic off of the fruit roll-up.
But it adds some sheen.
Oh, God, people.
But aren't fruit roll-ups shiny already?
Extra sheen, Holly.
Are they shiny enough already?
They sure are. That's true.
So anyway. I see what they're doing when they're eating these fruit roll-ups is that the fruit roll-ups are frozen, but they're not unrolling them, and they're eating them straight from the package. And because they're not unrolling them, the plastic is not being taken off. And they don't realize that the fruit roll-up comes with the plastic, because then the fruit roll-up wouldn't roll out. Like, they don't
roll out.
They don't realize the mechanics of a fruit roll-up. I know. I'm sorry, Jason. I'm just letting you know. Oh, why this?
That is so stupid.
I know.
I mean, this has to be a small number of people choking on this, right?
Alexis, look around.
I mean, look around the world right now. And extrapolating it. I'm hoping.
Go on Twitter for about 5 minutes and you'll realize what we're dealing with.
Oh my gosh.
That is so stupid.
Yeah.
The kids eat fruit roll-ups a lot these days?
I guess. I don't know. I think they do.
I'm just feeling very Flossy Dicky about all these TikTok trends. I'm so tired.
I am tired.
I can't keep up. And if you're going to be eating plastic fruit roll-up wrappers, I just got to leave. I got to leave the room.
I did see these TikToks. It does look kind of delicious.
It does, actually, if you take the damn plastic off.
Right. You know, if you're actually doing it the right way.
Yeah.
But it does feel exhausting.
You know who is...
You've got mail.
I love when our listeners are funnier than we are.
Yeah.
Barefoot Contessa just texted or tweeted the three of us. And she wrote, I just want you three to know I wrap my Tide Pods up with fruit roll-ups.
Throwing some TikTok trends.
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, man. Barefoot Contessa writing our jokes for us.
Very nice.
This birthday party. Well, the
about. Guys, yes, I just wanted to say happy birthday to a very special listener of ours, turning 11 today.
Ooh.
Happy birthday, Magnus!
Happy birthday!
Woohoo! Yes, he wakes up every morning to us. Goes off at 7 a.m. So we hope you have the best day ever. Aww. We love you so much. We worked with his mom, Sarah, and we ran into each other and said, hey, did you know my son listens every morning? Aww. And so, yeah, just have the best day, Magnus. And you have awesome parents. They're so fun.
You do. Richard Simmons, you want to say anything to Magnus?
Hi!
There you go. Johnny Carson, even though Magnus doesn't know who you are, anything you want to say to Magnus? Say
happy birthday to a real gem.
That's right.
Oh, he sure is.
There we go. Now, look, don't be emailing. This isn't Casey Kasem. We're not going to be doing birthday
dedication. It's a very special birthday.
It's a very special birthday.
Yes.
Very special birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Huckabee, anything you want to say to Magnus?
You need to do some pig killing to get to the sausage.
Oh, no.
No, Mike. Oh, no, damn it, Mike. He's a kid. He's a kid, Mike.
Oh, my gosh.
Go over there and play your bass, Mike Huckabee, please.
Oh, my gosh.
If you're going to have some sausage, you got to kill some pigs.
Oh, man. Huckabee palate cleanser.
What do we have?
Maybe a small dance party or something?
Oh, would you like to do the world's shortest dance
party? Yeah, let's do that for Magnus, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because Mike Huckabee just talked about pig killing.
Yeah,
Okay, here we go.
This is the world's fastest dance party.
Play with the queen of hearts.
Woo! Ah!
That was the world's fastest dance party.
There we go.
Happy birthday.
Birthday,
nothing that a tween wants more than Juice Newton on their day.
Yeah.
And Mike Huckabee.
Okay,
fine. How about this one? Magnus, this one's for you. Here's another one.
This is the world's fastest dance party. That was the world's fastest dance party.
Woo-hoo!
There we go.
I just think it's so cute every morning he wakes up to us.
Yes.
And he has insisted for years and years and years.
Yeah.
Which is very sweet.
He's insisted to
listen to us versus, you know, all the other options that are available.
A lot of options.
Like, I want to listen to my talk.
All of you that listen, the three of us are eternally grateful. Your reaction to the revamped morning show since Holly D. Roberts joined, all joking aside, it means a lot to us. We love that you guys like the show. We work, we've spruced things up. We plant in new flowers. Holly put up some new aluminum siding a couple days ago on our show.
Yeah, they're safe.
That's right. So we love that you like the show, and it really means a lot to us. Thank you for listening sincerely, because like Alexa said, you have a lot of choices in the morning. A lot. So you choose us, and we appreciate it.
You're the best in the world.
Ever. When we come back, TV talk is what we do, and we do it well. We're going to talk a little Next Level Chef. I know a lot of you are watching that with us. And then Holly's going to tell you what she is not excited for. What she is absolutely not excited for, and Alexis is kind of excited about it.
What is this, a taste test?
Taste test? I'm in.
Oh, could I just try a little sample?
Just a bit. Just a taste.
It tastes cheesier.
Let your taste decide.
Jason and Alexis present TV Taste Test.
Oh, welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. I am still loving... Laughing, leaking, and loving in the morning, the Next Level Chef on Fox. It's so good. It's so, Holly put it, it's what Holly said about, kind of in a way, about shrinking the show on Apple. It's just kind of like easy. It's just joyous. It's just you, it doesn't require your brain to activate. It's just mindless. It's exciting. I love cooking, so it's fun. And I have had a couple My Talkers, and I've had someone here on our staff say this at the TV show. It is a much different Gordon Ramsay. Now, Gordon Ramsay, yeah, like Gordon, I love every variation of Gordon. I'm a fan. I love him when he freaks out on restaurant owners on Hell's Kitchen, or not Hell's Kitchen, but... oh God! What was the one that he goes into restaurants and fixes them? Anyway,
Kitchen Nightmares.
Kitchen Nightmares.
Yes.
I love that Gordon, but this is a softer, different Gordon Ramsay, which adds to the recipe of joy for Next Level Chef.
Well, because it puts him in a different position. He's more of a panelist. Yes, he's hosting, but he also has his own team of chefs.
That he's rooting for.
So, yeah, you kind of have to soften a little bit for that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no. Yesterday was seafood or fish day. The teams had to work together. They grabbed one big old fish, and I mean the whole fish, and they had to fillet it. They had to cut it. They had to prepare it. They could have done a halibut, a cod, or a salmon.
Ooh, and, okay.
Yeah.
Were they fighting over the head?
No,
you know those cheeks are.
Mm. Well, the cod cheek almost won. I'm not, spoiler alert, almost won the whole thing. And cod cheeks are hard to prepare, but it's really good. Anyway, Lex, you hinted.
Yeah.
That you, I have hinted that there is a, I don't like this about me. I will admit it. I don't like to actively root for people's failure. And there's probably two people I'm rooting for. But anyway, in life. But I don't like to actively root for people's failure, but on this show, I'm actively rooting for somebody's failure.
Yeah, and I think I know who it is.
Who?
I was watching, and not this last episode, but the episode before.
Okay.
What were they cooking now?
What were they cooking?
Oh, gosh, it was all different. Oh, what was the... Do you remember the episode before? Where, like, a filet mignon made it to the bottom level, which was like, whoa.
Oh
it was alcohol.
Yes.
They had to use alcohol in their recipe. And this person was one of the people in the bottom. And because he forgot to add the sauce that had the alcohol in it, which was the whole premise of this episode.
Oh.
And just his mannerisms, the way he treated other people, kind of the cocky, insecure comments that he made. I was like, this has to be the guy Jason's talking about. Christopher Spinoza. Is this the guy, Jason?
Oh.
Really?
Oh.
That's not him.
Nope.
Do you know who I'm talking about? Does he bother you at all?
Uh-huh. You know me well.
Oh, so he is one of them that bothers
you. You know me like that. Yeah, he is not. Now, I should... You're kind of in the middle.
Oh,
because
okay.
Colin actually hates him more than he hates the one that I hate.
Okay.
But yes, I do not like that one either. We're talking Next Level Chef and the people that I can't stand.
Yeah, the current second season.
Fox. Current second season, first season's available on Hulu.
Oh my gosh, who is it?
I will say this, it is a guy.
Okay. I knew that.
And he is an influencer.
Ooh, I think
he's a social media chef.
I think I know which one it is, but gosh, I can't remember what he was cooking.
Because he's forgettable.
Oh!
Shade! Shade!
does are we naming, or are we just going to leave it at my guess, Jason? At the next level chef contestant.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
That is grinding your gears would be an individual named Shay Spence. Oh, okay. Not him. Or, oh, okay. No comment from the peanut gallery. No comment.
Wait, which
from
one?
The peanut gallery.
Mm-hmm. What's his name again? Chase?
Shay Spence.
Oh, Chase.
It is a guy. Shay. It is a guy. They are a social media chef.
Oh, there's Shay Spence. Okay, let me Google him and see what his face looks like.
Who I love is Chef Arrington. She makes the show. I love her so much.
Oh, wait, yeah. Whoa. Hold up. Back up, yo. Is it Shay? Chase?
I don't know. Could be. Could be not.
It is Shay. Okay, perfect. All right. Now, who's the one you love?
I love the chef, Chef Arrington.
Arrington.
That's, there's three team leads.
Oh, yes. Oh,
Naisha.
Oh, yes. Oh, she's awesome. Yes.
She is fantastic on Next Level Chef.
Yes.
I love her. Naisha Arrington. Oh, my gosh. She makes that show. And there is a reason. Gordon is smart. He transplanted her into the UK version of Next Level Chef.
Oh,
Yes. Gordon
is not dumb.
So
Richard Blaze didn't make it into the other one?
No, his hair height couldn't fit into the set for the UK version.
Yeah, he
guy
does.
Has, oh, God, his hair is, he poofs that hair, girl. No, he.
I remember him from Top Chef. He was absolutely one of my favorites.
Oh, really?
Oh,
Chef Blaze?
Oh, yes. I remember because and so to see him doing well and hosting, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Look, there's no other than now, to be honest, to be clear, not to play games with this. The first one that you mentioned, the Chris, the 29-year-old.
Yeah.
You are basically right. He is his arrogance and the way he slams around and his cockiness toward. Yeah, it's a big turnoff.
And it's kind of hurried mannerisms.
Yes.
And actually, it's funny. I was watching the rest of it, and my husband, you know, not having watched any of it, any context, he's like, yeah, he kind of has a jerk haircut, too. I was like, what? He's like, yeah, look at it. The way it's like, anyway, it was just funny that was his observation without even really seeing him. But yeah, the way he moves. Yeah. Yeah.
I do have a soft spot for all the home cooks who participate.
Oh,
of course.
In Next Level Chef. It's like, yeah, you taught yourself. You're out there. You're doing it. And you're competing with folks who are doing this for a living. And it's just, you know, an underdog aspect to that.
Yeah.
I am with you. I always try to root for the home chefs. And even, I can't believe I'm saying this, even some of the social media chefs. That aren't classically trained, and I, you know, influencers drive me up a wall. But there are exceptions to that, in the food world especially. And I root for them because, you know, these fancy, I went to culinary school.
Well,
and
that's
then
what this Christopher, he's like that. I mean, his food looks delicious.
Yeah, absolutely.
But he is that way, for sure.
And I would also make a differentiation between a social media chef and a food influencer. I think those are two different things.
Holly, thank you. You are right. Thank you. That's a great point. That is a wonderful point. A food chef, and an influencer is like, okay, I'm going to ask every restaurant in the city for free food so I can take pretty pictures of it and I can eat for free. Mm-hmm. Yes, that was shade right there. Just if you picked up on that.
Who are you
shade
talking about in particular?
Huh? You're not going to get me on that one. You are not going to get me on that one, there, Sister Soldier. You are not going to get me on that one.
Oh, bugger that bear.
But let's just say I have seen it all.
If I come to your restaurant and I post to my 20 followers, can I get 3 steak dinners, 4 rounds of drinks, 4 desserts, and an appetizer?
Yeah. No, you cannot.
I mean, that's balls to ask, though.
Girl.
You know, like, I kind of admire the hustle.
Girl, I have seen it all. Like, really?
I mean, really? The answer's probably no. However, wow, ballsy.
Let me just rephrase it. My husband has heard it all in his former life. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, Lord. The stories I could tell. Holly, should we give something away?
Absolutely. Oh, we're giving away our last 4-pack of tickets to the Minnesota Children's Museum right now. If you're 7th caller, 651-641-1071, you're going to win that 4-pack ticket voucher to the Minnesota Children's Museum. Again, 651-641-1071.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, it's time to play Name That TV Tune. Ooh. A little bit later. Alexis is excited for something that Holly is going to take a firm pass on. What is it? You'll find out later. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Name That TV Tune coming up in a little bit. Plus, in the next segment, Alexis is excited possibly for something, and Holly is a hard pass. We'll find out what that is in a minute. Okay, but before we get to the game, can we have a quick show meeting on the air?
Yeah.
No.
Just...
Of course, Jace. What's on your mind?
We have a staff meeting.
So when do we do this?
Right now?
That's right. We're going to have a staff meeting right now. I think we missed the 10-year anniversary date of the morning show.
We did?
Wait, I thought that you guys said it was in May.
No, I think it's either this month or April. And I don't know how to find that out. Now, I'm sure Phil Jones in like 2 seconds will find it out.
Yeah.
But it's not in May. We were already, I have a picture of a rundown from April 24th. And we were already on the morning. Because I'm looking at a picture of an old grid, and we were already on the morning show as of April 24th, 2013. So I think it was March.
Okay. Oh. So you're thinking it'd been a month by then.
Math. Maybe. So okay. We need to figure that out.
All right. Some math here. Okay. Doing a little Google. Now, I don't know the My Talk history. I am not the historian of this place, but I am assuming.
I wonder who would have that distinction.
Yeah.
Because the morning show has long existed before I even knew that you guys, like, in my mind.
Yeah.
I didn't know you when you first started.
Yes, exactly.
But I did a little Googling, and the previous tenant of the morning show left. The last day was December 21st, 2012. So what I'm saying is that there was an in-between time, I'm assuming, just like when Jack Parr left The Tonight Show. And then before Johnny Carson took over, there was kind of that gray area. So we have to determine when the gray area stopped.
Did we jump right in? I can't remember. Jeez.
No, we did not.
Okay.
I do know that because I still had to finish Fox stuff. Okay. So I think there was an in-between.
Well, when we did Project Down and Dirty, which was, what was October?
Oh, we have it.
Okay. So
thank you, Phil Jones.
Okay. Because I knew we had settled into the morning by then.
Yeah,
okay.
Girl, we missed it. It was a long,
was that the beginning of March?
Remember how Lori and Julia missed their 20th by like a week because Lori had a vacation? We have basically missed our 10-year anniversary in the morning by a month. March 3rd, 2013 is when we took over the morning show.
Well, congratulations! Look at us! It's been 10 years! And 10 years and 21 days. Wow!
Happy 10-year and 21-day anniversary, Lex.
Look at us now.
Look at us now. Thank you, Phil. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you can please send your traditional 10-year anniversary gift, which is diamonds of the stone.
Oh, yeah, we'll take diamonds.
or tin. You can put that. You can wrap them in foil and send them to us.
And Colin remembers. Listen to this. Colin remembered Emma with Emma hosted the morning show in the interim.
Oh,
with a variety of
Okay. Wow. Good memory.
Yeah. Oh God.
Oh.
Okay.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, happy anniversary, Lex.
Happy anniversary, Jace. Yeah, hey.
A month late. I love that B. Arthur didn't even, like, nobody knew. Like Holly said, she's not the historian.
Yeah.
This went by. Nobody cared. Nobody knew.
Put in the ticker file.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Let's play a little game. Here we go.
It's time to name that TV tune.
Thank you, Rocco.
Thanks, Rocco. How do you celebrate 10 years and 21 days? Dairy Queen?
A diamond and a Dairy Queen.
Yeah. Yeah. D&D.
D&D.
That is a perfect combination if I've ever heard one.
Congrats.
Congrats.
Thank you, all of you who have been with us that long.
Oh, my God. 10 years.
And also, you know, our midday show and then our Saturday night groove. I bet you hear it all the time, too, Jace.
Yes.
That they've been listening since then, which has been like 150,000 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you, guys. Sincerely. Happy 10-year and 21 days. okay, we're going to start with a hard one.
Uh-oh.
But maybe not. This is instrumental, okay? Okay. So listen closely. Alexis and Holly... And people at home, name this TV tune.
Oh, Holly!
Ooh.
Mork and Mindy.
You are right.
Woo! Very nice.
It is Mork and Mindy. That's right. Good one. Okay.
Nice.
This is hard. We're going to stay in the 80s. Okay. But this is the mid to late 80s. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And this one has words. Take a listen. Name that TV tune.
You can count on me. No matter what you do, you can count on me.
Alexis?
Yes.
I'm just picturing it now. Is it, oh gosh.
Get to the drawer, girl. Get to the drawer.
Kyle, come on, Leprechaun. Get to it. Oh my God. Oh, it's a late 80s. My Two Dads.
That's what I was going to say, Alexis.
Two Dads.
We got it, Holly.
Okay. We'll stay in our sweet spot. That's the 80s.
Woo!
This is instrumental.
Okay.
I just got a picture of Holly, so I have a feeling Holly might get this.
Okay, this might be weird then.
Here we go.
Adventures of Zamfir.
Nope.
I don't know what that is, Jason.
Yeah.
That is Michael Landon's Highway to Heaven.
Oh, dang!
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and his feathered hair.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Doing Highway to Heaven stuff.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Highway to Heaven stuff.
What is that?
Wasn't he an angel in that show?
He was,
and
yeah.
It was, yeah, it was like a
health and or people on earth.
Yeah, yeah, it was like touched by an angel before touched by an angel.
Yep.
Oh, there it is. Thank
there
you.
There we go. That's a good round there. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Alexis is excited about something, and Holly's like, no.
Not once, not twice, but three times a homebuyer. Hey, that describes Justin, a My Talker, who has worked with David now on the third time home buying using VA benefits, which is fantastic. He said that David really knew the process inside and out, and with his help, it was the smoothest purchase I have ever experienced. I'd love to hear that because that's, you know, what we're hoping for. It's a relationship that you want to continue and grow on, whether you're going to, you know, buy another house or you're going to tell your friends and family, you're going to see them out in the community. They're an independent mortgage broker, and you get unmatched personalized service with them. They take the time to get to know you. They can also shop multiple lenders, so you're not just dealing with one bank. So that gives you more options. It gives you better rates. Just a much better experience. So give them a call today, 763-251-8000, or head to mytalk1071.com and type in keyword David.
Jason and Alexis in the morning. Send your threesomes right now via our show page at mytalk1071 or Twitter us, Lex in the Cities, Holly D. Roberts, or Jason and Jason Matheson. Because Ditch, Date, or Dabble's coming up at the top of the hour. You give us a threesome, we'll tell you if we're going to ditch them, we're going to date them, or we're going to have sex, I mean, dabble with them. There we go.
Ditch,
Date, or Dabble.
Yep.
Send us your threesomes right now. Right now, though, Holly's going to dig into the We Don't Need This File, right, Holly?
Yep, that's right. Got out the manila folder.
Mm-hmm.
Look what I found. We Don't Need This. A remake of the 1958 classic Alfred Hitchcock film Vertigo.
Mm. I have the exact opposite reaction to this story, Holly. It's so funny. I was like, oh, look at that. They're remaking Vertigo. Let me put this in the grid. And it was like, we do not need this. I was like, oh, this is going to be fun, Holly Roberts.
No, we don't need this. Paramount Pictures has acquired the remake of Alfred Hitchcock's 1958 classic movie Vertigo, and they've purchased this as a possible star vehicle for Robert Downey Jr. You know, he's been laying low lately. Yes. You know, he left Iron Man. He played Dr. Doolittle for a hot second, and other than that, he hasn't really been doing much. But
no,
you know, you've got, look, Robert Downey Jr., a great actor. Uh-huh. Also attached to this project, an individual named Stephen Knight, who's the creator of the show Peaky Blinders, who currently just signed to write an untitled Star Wars movie. So he's hot right now.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't care.
Those were my two reasons for coming to the yard for this. I feel like the project's in very good hands. Now, of course, something like this, because it's such a known property, it's absolutely a risk. But in the hands of these two gentlemen, and you also do know that I love Robert Downey Jr. I will watch anything that he's in. And I really like Vertigo, too. Have some issues with it. Feel like it's too long and winding. And the whole Vertigo effect, that there's a lot of filmmakers who have kind of tried to replicate it or a derivative of it. The angles, the floor shots, the use of color.
Right.
Can you imagine with today's technology what they can do with that?
But make something else. Don't remake Vertigo. Just make a new movie with cool special effects and starring Robert Downey Jr.
True. I get that, too. I totally get that. I'm just saying, with a known property like this, it just will bring more people to the yard, I think.
I know. And that's the state of Hollywood in 2023. It's all about the IP. Whenever you hear the term IP, that means intellectual property.
Mm-hmm.
People making movies want butts in the seats, and they know that the probability of getting your fanny into the multiplex increases tenfold when they're like, wow, Robert Downey Jr. is doing this Alfred Hitchcock remake. That's great.
We like to compare things, you know.
Yeah.
How are they going to do it? You know, this whole fear of heights and just like the angles that they got, it was just, at the time, really amazing.
Yeah, so go watch that.
So go watch the original. Absolutely agree, and hopefully it won't bring people in the yard for that. But I really would like to see the pace sped up, because it is a movie where you're just kind of like...
Oh, yeah. You got to let that movie just wash over you, Vertigo. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's like, oh, let me take a nap. Okay, we're still here? Great.
I still don't want it.
No.
What's it, you, Jace? You're a no, too, huh?
You know why?
Why?
Lex, you don't remember why?
Uh-oh. Oh, you're afraid of heights.
No.
You're afraid of Jimmy Stewart.
No, you're getting...
Oh, wait. Do you not like Robert Downey Jr.?
Nope.
Meaning, no, that's not the right answer.
You're forgetting who has a small but pivotal role in this movie, in the original.
Who's in the original Vertigo?
Well, it's Kim Novak, Jimmy Stewart, and some other people.
Look, go to the Wikipedia right now. Look at the cast list.
Right, let's go.
We'll work on this together.
All right. Ooh, yes.
Barbara Bel Geddes, isn't it? No.
That's right.
Yes.
Barbara Bel Geddes.
Oh, do you have a personal beef with Barbara Bel Geddes?
No, Barbara Bel... And no, now I'm disappointed in you.
Original. No, he loves her so much. Okay.
No, your point Holly, is to who watch is the Barbara Bel Geddes?
Hold on. Wait a second. All right, I'm going to play the home game here, looking through the cast list. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
You're right about Barbara Bel Geddes, yes. But who is Barbara Bel Geddes and why would I care?
Think about his favorite.
Oh, because her name is Midge Wood?
It
is!
No, but that's the reason why. He's like, Wood, yeah. Mitch Wood, yeah.
I mean, no. Look.
No.
Oh my gosh, Holly? I was thinking of the theme that
Holly,
he just played his favorite
clue.
TV show.
All right, yeah. Was she a villain in Dallas?
No, she played Miss Ellie.
But she was Miss Ellie. Yeah.
She was the matriarch of the Ewing family.
So you just wanted to watch the original? Is that what you're saying?
No, you can't redo a movie that Barbara Bel Geddes is in. I'm
what?
Sorry. Miss Ellie. No, you can't.
No.
You can't. No. If Barbara Bel Geddes is in that movie, you can't. You don't mess with Miss Ellie. You don't miss. No. You do not mess with Miss Ellie. You can you can mess with the fake Miss Ellie, Donna Reed, but you can't mess with the real Miss Ellie.
So Cohen remake It's a Wonderful Life. Who gives a crap about that? Not a Jimmy Stewart movie. Donna Reed.
Well, Donna Reed is fake Miss Ellie. They brought her on for a year. It was awful. Anyway.
Man.
Then they fired her.
And
then
That's
literally how it happened, Holly.
Hello and goodbye.
Goodbye. Now look, Miss Ellie, Midge Butt. What's her name?
Wood. Midge Wood.
Midge Wood aside, which by the way is the best name ever. Midge Wood. If there's somebody out there listening and you are birthing a child, please name your child Midge. Please, please name your child Midge and let us know. Anyway, no.
Yeah. It depends on your last name.
Just like any Alexis name you pick. It's not my favorite Hitchcock.
Yeah.
But it's certainly here's a cautionary tale. Look what happened with the Psycho remake.
Ooh, yeah,
That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah, I mean look, it can really go badly. It's a risk and hopefully it's worth taking.
I don't even think it's a risk. I think this is the ultimate safe choice for Hollywood.
Oh.
Which is why I don't want them to do it. Get risky out there.
Yes.
Take a chance. I want Robert Downey Jr. in a futuristic whatever movie.
Yeah.
Let's just not frame it as a Vertigo.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I love that you love Robert Downey Jr.
I do.
Yeah. I do too. Yeah. I love
that for you.
Barbara Bel Geddes.
Interesting. I feel like there's more here, Holly.
I love Midge Wood.
Yeah. Extremely the opposite.
Yeah. Send us your threesomes, and we're going to tell you if we're going to ditch them, if we're going to date them, or if we're going to dabble them. Send them to us right now via our show page, at mytalk1071.com. Twitter us, Lex in the Cities, Holly D. Robbins, and Jason Robert. You know what Holly's name is. We'll be right back, for goodness sake.